Welcome to Pit Cop Podcast. If there's one single concept that really defines success today in this, you know, this knowledge economy we're in, it's not just about having skills, it's about documenting them, sharing them. And today we are doing a deep dive into what might be the single most powerful tool for doing all of that at once, for building your reputation, sharpening your expertise, and frankly, generating opportunity. We're talking about the disciplined practice of blogging.
It sounds so simple, doesn't it? But the analysis we're looking at today from Pitcott reveals this really profound system at work. We're drawing directly from their research, specifically an analysis called The Compounding Power of Blogging, 12 Life-Changing Benefits.
Yeah.
And it makes this really compelling case that writing online is basically the digital version of investing early and just letting compound interest do its thing.
I love that framing. Yeah. It completely shifts the perspective. You know, it's not a hobby. It's a long-term strategic asset. We're not talking about chasing viral hits or anything like
that. No, not at all.
We're talking about a simple, repeatable system for building genuine credibility, establishing yourself as an authority, and connecting with the exact people who need your insights.
And our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're going to dissect the core mechanics of that system.
Mm-hmm.
For you, the person listening, our promise is a breakdown into clean, actionable knowledge. You know, short bursts you can use today. We want you to walk away from this feeling empowered, not overwhelmed.
Okay, let's do it. Let's unpack this. And let's start with the biggest hurdle, the one that stops almost everyone before they even start, the technical fear. So for this first section, we're just going to focus on eliminating that barrier, getting the foundation right. People hear blogging and they immediately picture what? Wrestling with code, server architecture.
Mm.
But benefit one from the source is clear. Start fast, start simple, no HTML needed.
And that anxiety is, it's just completely outdated now. Modern platforms are the great equalizer. I mean, whether you choose WordPress, Ghost, even something simpler like Wix, and they handle pretty much all of the heavy lifting. They've got the templates, the mobile responsiveness, the editors, it's all built in.
So if the technology is basically solved, where does our focus shift? What's the job now?
It shifts entirely onto clarity and value. The goal isn't technical perfection anymore. It's editorial excellence. Can you explain an idea clearly? Can you solve a reader's problem? That's the game. The platform's just free you up to do that one thing.
And that technical simplicity, it pays off immediately in performance, which brings us right to benefit 11. Search engines love structure. I guess if you're not fighting with messy custom code, your site is just inherently cleaner and faster.
Precisely. Search engines are all about user experience, and nothing, absolutely nothing, syncs user experience faster than a slow website. So clean design, fast load times, those are non-negotiable. They're the foundation of good SEO. His research points to a few basic structural things you should be checking.
Okay, so what are those? What are those critical but simple elements?
Okay, three things. First, make sure your site is 100% mobile friendly. That's table stakes now. Second, you have to use compressed images. Big clunky graphics will just kill your load times. And third, descriptive URLs. The address for the page should actually say what the post is about. You know, no gibberish, no random numbers, just clear, meaningful words.
Okay, so before we move on, let's just nail down the actionable takeaways here. What are the quick wins for building that clean foundation?
We can boil it down to three essential steps for day one. Launch day. First, pick a clean, fast theme. Simple always beats fancy here, always. Second, prioritize readability. Use large fonts, lots of white space, short paragraphs. People skim before they commit to reading.
Right.
And third, add the essential human elements right away. About page, so they know who you are, and a simple contact form. These things signal that a real person is behind the curtain.
That sets the stage perfectly for the long game.
Yeah.
And that's really the heart of section two, the engine of momentum. We're looking at benefits 2 and 5 here. It's not about sprints. It's about consistency being this quiet superpower. Benefit 2 says fresh content builds momentum.
The habit really is the product. It's more important than any single post. When you publish consistently, you are literally training your readers to come back. They know something new will be waiting for them. And for search engines, that steady rhythm signals your site is an active, reliable source. You're basically watering the plant, like you said.
A lot of people struggle with consistency, though. They think they have to write these massive articles every single week. Does the Pitcott source give a more manageable rhythm?
It does, and it's a really intelligent one for busy people. It's a two-part approach. Part one, publish one helpful new post each week. Part two, update one older evergreen post each week.
Ah, updating an older post. That is a brilliant efficiency hack. Why is that almost as valuable as creating something new?
Well, it saves a ton of time, for one. But strategically, You're re-optimizing content that already has some authority with search engines. You get to strengthen your existing rankings with, you know, maybe 20% of the effort. Plus, the system says you should share both the new post and the updated one to your email list and socials. So your archive is always working for you.
And this rhythm feeds directly into benefit 5, the compounding effect. This is where the magic really starts. Each post is a seed, but over months, that collection of posts, the archives, the categories, it stops being a list and starts becoming a library.
Think of it like digital real estate. Over time, that library starts to rank for dozens, maybe hundreds, of related keywords you never even targeted. Your past work is now generating passive traffic 24/7. You're no longer just trading your time for attention. That's the shift. That's what turns it from a chore into a valuable asset.
That is the fundamental shift. It's not about the last post. It's about the cumulative weight of the last 50. The Source has a great challenge for you, the listener. What's one topic you could write 10 short problem-solving posts about this month? If you can answer that, you're already starting the compound process. Okay, moving into section 3. Let's talk about the mechanics of being found. Structural SEO, finding your audience.
Right. We know the simple structure is good, but benefit 3, automatic SEO advantages, explains why the blog format is so powerful. Every single post you write targets a topic. That's a clear signal. Then your categories and tags organize those signals. And internal links, they connect all the ideas into a cohesive whole.
And here's the pro tip from the Source. Write to solve one specific problem per post. That clear intent wins rankings because you're perfectly matching what someone is searching for.
Exactly. And that targeted approach makes benefit 6, keyword optimization. That doesn't feel clunky, so much easier. The goal isn't to stuff keywords in everywhere. It's all about intentional placement.
Okay, and the Source gives a very simple checklist for that. What's the minimum standard we should aim for?
You need one clear target keyword per post. And that phrase should show up naturally in 4 places. The title, the first paragraph, at least one subheading, and this is critical, the meta description.
Let's just quickly define that. The meta description, what is that exactly?
It's your elevator pitch to the searcher. It's that little snippet of text under the blue link on the Google results page. It has to be compelling. It has to convince the person that your post has the answer. And if you answer their main question in the first 100 words of the actual article, you've done your job for both the reader and the algorithm.
This focus on structure leads us perfectly to benefit 4, built-in linking that guides readers. This is where we stop thinking about single posts and start thinking about the whole ecosystem.
The best analogy I've heard is that your blog is a small city. Links are the road signs. You don't want a reader to hit a dead end after one article. You want to guide them to related neighborhoods, deeper ideas. It keeps them on your site longer, which is a huge quality signal.
So what are the concrete steps for that? How do we build those road signs?
The Source gives 3 critical actions. 1, at the end of every post, add 2 read next links to related articles.
Yeah.
2, whenever you write a new post, link back to at least one older related post. Strengthen your own archive.
Okay.
And 3, and this is a big one, create a hub page for your main topic. A table of contents that links out to all your best articles on that subject. That page becomes your authority cornerstone.
Okay, we've covered tech, momentum, SEO. Now let's shift gears in section 4 to the human side of this. Community, conversation, and networking.
This is where credibility turns into a real relationship. Benefit 7 uses this wonderful analogy. Your blog is a campfire. People don't just stick around for the light. They stick around because they feel seen, they feel welcomed, and they feel like part of a conversation.
And that invitation has to be more than just having a comment box at the bottom. It needs real prompts. It means asking good questions and then replying like a human being, not a detached lecturer.
Absolutely. The research offers 2 fantastic prompts that work really well. Instead of leave a comment, try asking, what did I miss that you find critical for this? Or how did this specific idea work for you when you tried it? You're inviting stories, not just opinions.
And that focus on action connects directly to benefit 8. Conversation starters beat lectures. If your post ends with a little nudge, something concrete for the reader to try, they're so much more likely to come back and tell you how it went.
A generic conclusion is such a wasted opportunity. Instead, end with a micro challenge. Something like, pick one tip from this post, test it for 7 days, and come back and tell me what changed.
When someone gets a small win because of your advice, you stop being just a content creator. You become a resource in their life.
And this spirit of collaboration extends outwards, which is benefit 9. Trackbacks mentions grow your network. This is the professional payoff of just being generous. Right. When you link out to great sources, you're joining a bigger conversation.
Yeah.
You're not trying to hoard all the attention. And that web of respect brings referral traffic, sure, but it also builds real friendships and collaborations with other experts.
Mm.
Generosity just scales so much faster than protectionism.
I love the practical tip here. Once a month, write a What I Learned from X post. Link out to the creators, the books, the articles that taught you something. It's such a natural way to get on people's radar. You know, this is all so helpful. And if this discussion has helped clarify your next steps, we want you to be able to dive even deeper. Visit www.pitcott.com now to explore more of the concepts we discuss in the show.
Okay, in our last section, section 5, let's wrap up with the longevity of all this effort. We're talking reach and redundancy with benefits 10 and 12. Let's start with benefit 10. RSS and syndication means effortless reach.
This is such an overlooked part of the internet, but it's like the invisible backbone. RSS feeds, email subscriptions, they let your blog broadcast itself automatically.
Yeah.
People subscribe once, and your new posts just land in their inbox or their reader app. No extra work for you. It's a direct channel you own.
The quick tip here is just make it impossible to miss. Put a visible subscribe via RSS or get updates by email, block near your header and your footer in the sidebar. Don't make people hunt for it.
And finally, benefit 12, which is just crucial for stability, alternate traffic streams. In other words, you're not stuck. The core idea here is to never, ever rely on one source for your traffic.
Exactly. If Google changes its algorithm or your favorite social media site tanks, your entire audience can't disappear overnight. You have to actively mix your traffic sources. Search, social, referrals, direct, and most importantly, email.
So we need strategies to encourage that. What are the practical steps to diversify?
You need to actively participate in your niche. Join blog roles, offer to write high-quality guest posts for other respected sites that build referral traffic. And on your own site, make it easy to share. Use simple, quotable lines to encourage it.
Yeah, that simple, friendly nudge works so much better than just a button. At the end of a post, add something genuine like. If this idea helped you, please share it with a colleague. You'd be amazed how often a polite request works.
So to pull this all together, we've looked at 12 strategic benefits, and the central conclusion from the Pitcott research is really powerful. Blogging is the ultimate form of leverage. It's a system that forces you to sharpen your thinking, it systematically grows an audience that trusts you, and it acts as a magnet for opportunities you can't even see yet.
The key isn't perfection, it's just persistence. The real reward is that compounding feeling. That first thoughtful comment from a stranger, or the moment you realize a post you wrote 6 months ago is getting consistent search traffic. That's when it all clicks. So the final question is, are you ready to hit publish and let the compounding begin? And we want to remind you, all the information we've discussed today is drawn from the best-selling ebooks available on the Pitcott store. You can find detailed guides on building your blog, your brand, and all these opportunities. Just visit www.pitcott.com/books to download them. If you love our show and you found this discussion valuable, please press the like button. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so other people who are looking for this knowledge can find it too. Thank you so much for being there with us. And also please subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott podcast. I will leave a link in the description below, and you can also visit www.pitcott.com for all our other resources.